May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn number 76. There is a period known to God when all his sheep, redeemed by blood, shall leave the hateful ways of sin, turn to the fold and enter in. Hymn number 76.
read together from the most holy word of God two portions, the first being Psalm 130, and then we'll turn to Isaiah's prophecy and read chapter 38. Psalm 130. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. In the 38th chapter of Isaiah's prophecy. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came unto him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord and said, Remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, Go and say to Hezekiah, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the kings of Assyria. And I will defend this city. And this shall be a sign unto thee from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he hath spoken. Behold, I will bring again the shadow of the degrees, which is gone down in the sundial of Ahaz, 10 degrees backward. So the sun returned 10 degrees, by which degrees it was gone down. The writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, when he had been sick and was recovered of his sickness, I said, in the cutting off of my days, I shall go to the gates of the grave. I am deprived of the residue of my years. I said, I shall not see the Lord, even the Lord in the land of the living. I shall behold man no more with the inhabitants of the world. Mine age is departed and is removed from me as a shepherd's tent. I have cut off like a weaver my life. He'll cut me off with pining sickness, From day even to night wilt thou make an end of me. I reckoned till morning that as a lion so will he break all my bones. From day even to night wilt thou make an end of me. Like a crane or a swallow, so did I chatter. I did mourn as a dove. Mine eyes fail with looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. What shall I say? He hath both spoken unto me, and himself hath done it. I shall go softly all my years in the bitterness of my soul. O Lord, by these things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit. So wilt thou recover me and make me to live. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. For the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. The living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. The Father to the children shall make known thy truth. The Lord was ready to save me. Therefore will we sing my songs to the stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. For Isaiah had said, let them take a lump of figs and lay it for a plaster upon the boil, and he shall recover. Hezekiah also had said, what is a sign that I shall go up to the house of the Lord? May the Lord be pleased to bless to us a reading of his most holy word, and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most merciful, ever gracious, and almighty Lord God. Ah, once again, thou hast spared us each to this another Sabbath day. Thou hast maintained us each in life. Thou hast not cut us off as our sins deserve. The door of mercy still stands open to the poor and the needy that knock by the way. And as we are favoured once again to be found in thy courts, oh, that might be found as those that come with our living desire, sir, we would see Jesus. Give me Christ or else I die. Feel their wretchedness and their poverty. Sins. We cannot say we've been without sin in the past moments, the past days. Sin mixed with all we do. Much to confess. The foulest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, a Saviour's blood to plead. And our sins do testify against us. But has the Lord raised some of us up to that hope and all that might be with each one of us? And we prove continually like the apostle of old, O wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? But I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so as we're brought even into thy courts again this day, it is of the Lord's mercies we're not consumed. Thy compassions fail not. And so we would venture then, coming just as we are, but without plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. We have no other plea. We have no righteousness of our own. Cannot a poor sinner come pleading for Jesus' sake? Pleading what Christ hath wrought. Pleading the satisfied law. Pleading his shed blood. For without the shedding of blood there can be no remission of sin. But his own heart's blood cleanseth from all sin and all iniquity. Even as this poor one we stand up in thy name. Plunge us in that crimson ocean. Wash us every whit and make us clean. Eternity is before us, is it not? Eternity. A month of another year has passed. And, O Lord, we're nearer to eternity. Every day it is so. Every moment it is so. Prepare us each, O Lord. May it be our cry, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. For thy Spirit must the work perform. For it is all of grace. In Christ's obedience, clothe and wash me in his blood. So shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. O Lord, we are found in thy courts. We all look the same upon the outward appearance. But thou lookest upon the heart. And O Lord, if it could please thee, work mighty in each one. Leave none untouched. And if there are those yet dead, put forth thy mighty hand even this day. Arrest them in their mad career. May it please thee this day, it might be I will work, and who shall let it? None can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? Electing love, what a mercy. That if thou hast a purpose of grace towards a poor sinner, if thou love from all eternity, there shall be that time. It must come. And so, Lord, thou knowest whom thou hast loved. Thou knowest those Jacobs. Thou knowest those surnamed by the name of Israel. Put forth thy mighty hand, we plead. Begin that work in them. If it is not already begun. And O Lord, those that are, thou hast begun that good work in them. They are like those that wait daily at thy gates, at the post of thy doors. They've entered into thy courts again. Longing to hear thy voice. That voice, that speaks peace and pardon into the soul. Nothing else will satisfy. They wait daily at thy gates, at the post thy doors. They're like that one at Bethesda's pool, there they wait. Perhaps they see many brought into the sweet liberty of the gospel, and still they wait. May it please thee, hasten the time. When thou wilt favour Zion, when thou wilt favour them in their soul, bring them into that sweet liberty of the gospel. Bring them into the union with the Lamb. A precious Christ revealed, the hope of glory. Ah, if it could please, bring them into that time when they would open their mouth wide and fill it. Ah, that song of praise. Oh, we can look back to the time when it was so with this poor sinner. Oh, we were dumb at best until thou didst open this poor one's mouth. Thou canst do it, O Lord. Oh, bring them to that time when they have to tell out to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found, and point to thy redeeming blood and say, behold the way to God. Ah, to tell out a few things. Ah, maybe just what the old adversary says, you haven't got much to say. But all that little the righteous man hath, that little, will it not be to the joy and rejoicing of the church militant here below? May it please you then, here or elsewhere in Zion, might be that wrought this day. Those brought out into the sweet, loose him, loose her, and let them go. Brought in that sweet liberty, that which their soul desires, they long for. Lord, thou knowest then, for thou dost look upon the heart, and thou knowest those who have wept, they weep, they weep daily, they long for these things. It is most important, is it not? They've been brought to such a place. Give me Christ, or else I die. It is that which is more important than even the very things that concern life here below. Satisfy them with thy goodness. May it please this day, maybe this time appointed, lead them into the banking house where thy banner over them is love. O Lord, remember each one in their path they walk out here below. Lord, varied paths, various paths, various scenes, different trials and tribulations and anxieties and afflictions. O Lord, and they may have come up to thy court burdened with these things, those things that thou hast purposed it to come into their path. Lord, hold them up, hold them on, keep them close to thee. May they prove yet that these things are amongst those all things that are ordered and all things ensure. Those things I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. Nothing happens by chance. May it yet prove to be the life of their soul. That life of their soul whereby and have not some as proved those things in our pathway. It has been that appointed that brought us to cry unto thee for mercy, cry unto thee, when we've been brought to that place wit's end, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are up unto thee. Lord, do remember each one then, in their various paths, and from the youngest here to the oldest. But Lord, we would bear before thee then the young and the rising race. Lord, we see many young here, and there are the babes in arms and those going on into life. Oh Lord, work might in their hearts, we plead, whilst young in years, thy tender fear. We read in thy word, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Oh, may they prove it to be so. Oh, put thy tender fear in their hearts. In the name of the call upon thee in a time when thou mayest be found, even in their childhood and youth and as they go on into life, casting their cares upon thee, proving he careth for you. And so even the very child, the young child that, there's that tender fear in their heart, suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not. And so, Lord, do go before them, and as they venture on into life, Lord, do enable them to look to thee and to thee alone, to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. and prove that all these other things shall be added unto you. Make ways where there seems to be no way. Lord, thou knowest. The difficulties and the days in which we live, and especially those difficulties in employment and those things that regard employment. We live in a different day, especially in this dark and evil day when the Sabbath day is counted as any other day of the week. Lord, undertake for them, manage all by the way unto the end. Lord, remember those in the midst of life that bear the heat and burden of the day, the carking cares, the trials, whether it is in the busy housewife and mother in the home, in the workplace, even in the studying. Oh, Lord, twice 10,000 cares we can come into thy courts, even on thy day, and we cannot lift ourselves up. But Lord, lift them above these earth's inferior things for a moment, we plead. And set their hearts and minds upon those things which are eternal, which are heavenly. And oh, that it might be even this day, at thy feet like Mary was, hearing thy words. Lord, do then undertake for them. We think upon the families and those that are, as they go into life, and the many expenses and difficulties in the way, Lord, may they prove like some of us have proved. The gold and silver are thine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. May they prove like some of us have proved also, even in a day when thou dost command the ravens, even those of the world, to supply the needs. Lord, do undertake for them. Remember also those in the even time of life, when the mud-walled cottage shakes, heart and flesh begin to fail. Lord, we know of one another throughout the little hills of Zion, but those here also, Lord, thou knowest. Yes, they feel that it truly is so, that heart and flesh must fail. Oh, may it please them, I grant those tokens for good. There might be even this day the former and the latter rain in this season, the dew upon the branch, that which refreshes, lifts up, revives. And perhaps they're like that one, they fear the Lord, now walk in darkness and have no light. Oh, let him trust in the Lord and stay upon his God. May it please you by the blessed Spirit. Oh, not leave you comfortless, I'll come to you. Oh, bring to their remembrance all the way which the Lord their God hath led them. And so, Lord, grant them those encouragements. And as they feel their weakness and weariness of mind and body, that truly they can come with a hymn writer, "He who hath helped me hitherto will help me all my journey through, and give me daily cause to raise new Ebenezers to thy praise." Lord, remember the afflicted ones. Yes, afflicted ones amongst the families, afflicted ones amongst those of whom we know, even amongst our own family connections, there are those afflicted with deep affliction. They'll perhaps have to undergo such drastic treatments. Lord, we plead for them. Sanctify the path, and may it please you that might be even in these things that voice of the Lord, and might be that perfect healing, that time appointed, when thou dost favour them in their soul and favour Zion. Lord, do then sanctify the path, sweeten the pain, bless the means used. Oh, bless the means used. And Lord, we think upon also those that look on, whether it be the parents or grandparents even, family members, brothers or sisters, they look upon those afflicted ones. And their bowels are moved because of as they look upon them. Lord, hold them up also. Enable them also to call upon thee in that time of trouble. In that time of trouble, May they prove at the voice of thy cry will answer thee. Lord, do then remember such. Lord, strength, give them strength sufficient for each day. Lord, do then undertake, Lord, and also those with a peculiar case, a singular path they walk in, and it's lonely. They feel the loneliness of the way. May it be like even those two upon the Emmaus road. Jesus himself drew near and went with them. And they prove, according to thy word, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world, but always. Even in those dark, tried, singular paths that no one else knows of, but thou knowest. And hath he not said, I'll never leave thee, nor forsake thee? O Lord, do then remember each and every one. Remember Zion this day. We plead that thou hast, remember thy servants as they go forth upon the hills of Zion. Grant them that word to go forth with, and not to fear the frowns of men nor court their smiles, but to venture in the strength of the Lord, depending upon the Lord. This poor one, thou knowest my need this day. Undertake for me, but undertake for each one. And favour Zion, O Lord, strengthen those things which remain, those things which are ready to die. And Lord, in this dark and evil day, when thy day is desecrated, thy word is trodden underfoot, thy laws are cast aside, we tremble, we tremble. And yet thy hand is stretched out still. And Lord, may we ever be found amongst that remnant that sigh and cry unto thee daily for the abominations done in the land. For hast thou not withheld thy destroying hand? Lord, we sin as a nation, the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah. Iniquity runs down our streets. Lord, have mercy upon us. Turn us once again and we shall be turned. But, O Lord, we may look upon the sins of the nation and those round about us. But, O, make us also each honest before thee. Search me. Search me and try me and see if there's any wicked way in my heart. O, may we not be found as one rolling to sweep mortal under our tongue some sin. But oh, may we be found like, if it is so, oh, may we be found if it's so. Thou art the man and thou art the woman even this day. Create in me a clean heart. Oh, may that be our plea. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within. So, Lord, we would plea then for Zion. We plead for this nation. Turn us once again and we shall be turned. Show our leaders what they ought to do. But preserve us from evil men, violent men. Oh, what a mercy it is that we're found sheltering under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, and we plead for it then as we are one another and we have perhaps to have to go to those places where we've known it in our own pathway and we've trembled. We've trembled and we felt very afraid, and yet sheltering under the shadow of the Almighty. Lord, may it please you then. Watch over us each in this dark and evil day when violent men are abroad in the earth. And so, Lord, remember us each then, we plead. But, Lord, do help us now. As we are favoured once again to be found in thy courts. Lord, do us each good. Send none empty away. And may thy word, Lord, it is thy precious word. By the blessed power of the Spirit, may it be unto one or another thy word, thy voice that has been heard. That voice which is attended with power. May they lose sight of this poor man and see none other save Jesus only in the midst. And so, Lord, do help now, we plead. help those at the desk and all that concerns them in that burden and exercise as they seek to find the hymns and all that concerns them to do with the calls. The deacons, Lord, we plead for them. Lord, undertake for them and grant them those encouragements that even in those labours they labour not in vain nor spend their strength for naught. So, Lord, help us now. We fall into thy hands. To whom can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. We plead them for the pardon of every sin. And all we've asked them is, but Lord, we would not close without thanking thee for all thy mercies. All thy mercies, we lack nothing. We've been brought hitherto. Lord, do then accept our praises for all thy benefits and all thy blessings. To come like the psalmist of old, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Oh, we would not forget them, nor let them lie forgotten in unthankfulness, and without praises die. We plead then all these things, pleading for the pardon of every sin, and all we've asked amiss, we plead for Christ's sake, and his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn 391. Jesus, friend of sinners, hear a feeble creature pray. From my debt of sin set clear, for I have naught to pay. Speak, oh speak my kind release. A poor backsliding soul restore. Love me freely, seal my peace, and let me rove no more. Hymn 391.
seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, we had turned to the Isaiah's prophecy. Now it's a verse I trust has been upon my mind for a good few days, but we tremble. We trembled at such words, but we'll venture then the last part of verse 1. Isaiah's prophecy, chapter 38, and the last part of verse 1. Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Isaiah's prophecy, chapter 38, and the last part of verse 1. Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. As I said, I tremble at bringing such a word. We are by nature and our natural feelings. We shrink from such portions as this. But it came to mind this morning when the Lord burdened me with the exercise of the ministry. There was a reminder as we read in Jeremiah's prophecy. And it was brought to my mind again, the words, I believe the Lord spake unto me before being sent forth. These words, stand in the court of the Lord's house and speak unto all the cities of Judah, which come to worship in the Lord's house, all the words that I command thee to speak unto them. Diminish not a word. If so be they will hearken and turn every man from his evil way, that I may repent me of the evil which I purpose to do unto them because of the evil of their doings. And thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord, if ye will not hearken to me, to walk in my law which I have set before you, to hearken to the words of my servants the prophets, whom I sent unto you, both rising up early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened. Then will I make this house like Shiloh, and I'll make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth. Ah, solemn it is then, as the Lord's servants are sent forth upon the walls of Zion to declare the whole truth and not diminish the word or take away words, and even those words which are naturally, as I said, naturally seem to cause me to tremble, such a word as this, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. But you know Hezekiah, and we read of Hezekiah in the second of Kings, chapter 18. It speaks of Hezekiah there. When he began to reign, he was 25 years old. When he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also is Abi, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father did. Now as you read on down that chapter, so there was that fear of the Lord, even from a young age. And he walked in the fear of the Lord. But now our Almighty God brought this upon him for a reason. And when it seemed to come upon my spirit, what a mercy it should be. It may not be in such a thing as sickness, but in the pathway of life when we read through much tribulation, ye shall enter the kingdom. But those times which are, the Lord permits those seasons, those things to occur, and they do not happen by chance. There is a reason. And may it please the Lord then, the Lord knows your path and what you're walking in at the moment. And yet it seems death is stamped upon everything, and you feel it so. But what a mercy if it should be like Hezekiah here. You're one of the Lord's people, that which the Lord has permitted to come into your path will cause you like Hezekiah here. He turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord. He turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord. I know not what your path is or one another that may be here in this day, but perhaps there's something that the Lord's permitted to come. And it's brought you to that place to consider your latter end. What a mercy. In of ourselves, we do not consider our latter end. I didn't until the Lord brought something into my path. Teach me to number my days. We might apply our hearts unto wisdom. By nature we think we'll be here forever. And the old natural man, as we read and hear of those that would prolong their life forever here below. And so it would be with this poor sinner as I stand before you. Had not the Lord begun by bringing something into the path? Yes, brought up in the fear of the Lord, brought up under the sound of the truth, brought into the courts of the Lord from a babe even up to that time when it was appointed. When the Lord brought me into that place, consider the latter end. How stands the case, my soul, your soul? How stands the case? As I turn to a hymn in the vestry just now. That hymn of Gadsby, 666. With great and awful power, Jesus the judge shall come to bid his foes depart and take his children home. How will the wicked quake and fear when they before him must appear? He comes the world to judge, nor will he take a bribe. His wrath none can escape, but his beloved bride. We see no beauty in him that we should desire him until the Lord begins our work, and sometimes it's through those things, terrible things in righteousness. Was it not so with Hezekiah here? Yes, he walked in the fear of the Lord from his childhood up through those years, but you may not be permitted, and the Lord may have kept you from outward sin, but when you are shown the hidden evils of your heart, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The very thought of foolishness is sin. The soul that sinneth, as I said, there's been in my mind this from about, I believe it's Wednesday, and it remained, and we would naturally try to turn aside from such words, but then should we not be sewing pillows under armpits? But the word of the Lord declares, doth it not? The soul that sinneth, it shall die. And so as Hezekiah, the Lord permitted this sickness to come upon him for a reason. Did he not cause him to cry out of the depths of his heart, like as we read, I felt I must read that Psalm 130. Perhaps that was the language of Isaiah's soul, the burden of his soul. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord, Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications, if thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? Who shall stand? Oh, when Almighty God looked upon the earth, was it not so in that day? We read in Genesis chapter 6, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. When Adam fell, so did all his posterity, those who come forth from the loins of Adam, and so it is you and I. You and I, born in sin and shape in iniquity, each one of us. As we said, some of us, we've been brought up under the sound of the truth. We can be schooled, as it were, and it's a mercy if we've been brought up in such a way. But oh, may the Spirit also work mightily in the heart, that good thing. That good thing, that cry unto the Lord, for the never dying soul, on account of the sin. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? I believe Hezekiah felt that. You read, as we read on down that chapter, he was not left there. Blessed be the Lord. He was not left there. And if you're brought in such a place, the Lord will not leave you there. The Lord has permitted that to come into your path. It's caused those cries, as we said, until the Lord permits these things to come into our path, we go on as if we remain here forever. As we said, it's not always for affliction of the body. It can be affliction of the circumstance, but the Lord knows how to deal with you, as he did with me, and he did with Hezekiah. Considering the latter end, so say that hymn, I'll read the next verse, the verse 3. Poor soul, what is thy hope? On what dost thou depend? Art thou a stranger still to Christ, the sinner's friend? Soon thou must leave thy all below. And then, what wilt thou do? Considering the latter end, teach me then to number my days, might apply my heart unto wisdom. You know, you dear young folks, you probably know it was so oneself when I was in my young manhood. Such a word as this, I would have shut my ears to. I didn't want to hear such words. But what a mercy it should be, even in your childhood or youth. The Lord takes you in hand. Yes, may the Lord favour you to many years, useful years, even in his service here upon the earth. But to take you whilst young in years and work in your heart that good thing. To know my Jesus crucified, and nobody will desire that, long for it, unless you know that need. Unless you know that need, and that, what is that need? When your sins testify against you, when you see that, that one sin, that one thought of a sin, that one foolish thought testifies against you, and it deserves eternal death. Eternal death. In our day, we know there's not much spoken of concerning hell, but it's a real place. Man in our day would say, there's no such place, but there's a place where the worm dieth not, where the fire is not quenched. Poor soul, what is thy hope? On what dost thou depend? Art thou a stranger still to Christ, the sinner's friend? Soon thou must leave thy all below, and then, O then, what wilt thou do? The second hymn we had, may you prove, the language there of Wesley, Jesus, friend of sinners here, a feeble creature pray, for my debt of sin set clear, for I have naught to pay. Speak, O speak, my kind release, a poor backsliding soul restore, love me freely, seal my peace, and that is what Hezekiah desired. Nothing else could give him peace but that peace to be sealed, that which, yes, it was before Christ came down to this earth, but there were those in the Old Testament, they saw that which was to come, they rejoiced in it. It was made known to them. It's revealed to them, and they saw it was through Christ. Only peace, there's that peace of God which passeth all understanding, peace by his cross. Peace by his cross. Do we not have it in that hymn 925? All peace by his cross as Jesus made. Peace by his cross. The sinner's friend. That which is wrought in the Garden of Gethsemane upon the cross at Calvary. That is all your desire, is it not? As we said, when we were yet dead, when we were dead in war, we are like those walking according to the course of this world, satisfying the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. These things didn't touch us at all, did they? Until set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Those sins then that testify against you are eternal death. That is the end of it all outside of Christ. But peace by his cross, as Jesus made, the church's everlasting head. Hell and sin as victory won, and with a shout to glory gone. If you know nothing of that second verse, when o'er thy head the billows roll and shades of sin obscure thy soul, you'll never have need of this friend of sinners. You won't come like Hezekiah and turn your face to the wall when there's no one else to help or to deliver. It's in those times when the Lord brings you there. No one else. You come like the disciples of old. To whom can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. When o'er my head the billows roll, and shades of sin obscure thy soul, when thou canst no deliverance see, yet still this man thy peace shall be. Was it not in Hezekiah? Look again. Turn his face toward the Lord, toward the wall, and prayed unto the Lord. And said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore, was it not on account of his sin, the sin of his heart, that which is revealed to him? Yes, you may say in your concerning yourself, I've walked before the Lord with a perfect heart and done that which is good in thy sight. Our very best is stained and dyed. It is. There is sin mixed with all we do. I believe Hezekiah saw it. Here is revealed to him that those sins are, yes, he may have done that with a perfect heart. And before thee in truth and with a perfect heart have I done that which is good in thy sight. But he wept sore. wept sore, and nothing will make you weep more than this, your need as a sinner, and that knowledge of your need as a sinner. But yet still this man, look to him. I wait for the Lord. Are you waiting for the Lord then, poor sinner? Yes, the Lord has permitted that to come into your path. Since I've turned everything upside down, everything is frustrated. Death is upon everything. You feel death in your soul. That sentence of death is against you. Sentence of death is upon you, I should say. You long for deliverance. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Oh, bless his holy name. If the Lord has begun that in you, and is through that work, and a trying work it is to your flesh, the flesh will hate it. The flesh will hate it. Hezekiah, he felt that in his path, did he not? I said, in the cutting of my days, I shall go to the gates of my grave. I am deprived of the residue of my years. I said, I shall not see the Lord, even the Lord, in the land of the living. Darkness upon his spirit, darkness in his soul. I shall behold no more with the inhabitants of the world. My age is departed, and is removed from me as a shepherd's tent. I have cut off like a weaver my life. He will cut me off with pining sickness. From day even to night wilt thou make an end of me. That morning wept sore. Do you know something of it, poor sinner? Is it your pathway at the moment? And it seems like you cry and shout, but shut it out, my voice. The voice of thy cry, he will answer thee. He heard Hezekiah, did he not? And that time appointed, it shall come and it will come when he will hear an answer. What will it be? It will not be a condemnation. It will be that answer of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. I have heard thy prayer. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, go, say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I've seen thy tears, that broken heart and a contrite spirit he will not despise. That time appointed will come. Blessed be his holy name. It will come. Wait for it. Plead on for it. Cry on for it. I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. That time of mercy, that time of deliverance. As I said, this hymn, that hymn 666 came to my mind in the vestry and I turned to it. What a mercy. The last verse, Christians, lift up your heads. Say, what has Jesus done? His matchless grace to you, the Saviour has made known. Yes, you shall all his glory see and from the second death be free. He will reveal himself in love and mercy. He'll reveal himself in love and mercy. As he said, he will not see a mourning sinner die. But there will be that waiting, I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait. And so there will be that patient waiting for his appearing. My soul waiteth for the Lord. If I know anything about it, such is our burden concerning your never dying soul. You'll forget for a while. Yes, we now have a part to walk out, but when it was with me, it seemed everything else took a second place. Sadly, many days have passed since then. But all that time, when your face is turned toward the wall, when the Lord has brought that upon you and it causes you to cry, there's your latter end before you. You long to be made right, long to hear the voice of peace and pardon. Nothing else can give you rest. So I become the uppermost thing in your mind, day in, day out, week after week, perhaps month after month, perhaps it's been so even years. As we said that psalm, I felt I had to read it, and perhaps that's the language of your soul. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. As I said, it was with this poor sinner many months, even into years, they're crying and groaning before the Lord. But he waits to be gracious. And then at appointed time, that appointed time rolls on apace, not to propose, but call by grace, but all that time appointed, not only thou shalt clearly see, but been able to say that he shed his blood for me. The blood of Christ, cleansed from all sin. His own heart is the Spirit to apply it. You long for it. You cannot do with just notions anymore. It's something must be known and felt. Jesus, reveal thyself to me. Say to my soul, I'm thy salvation. Sand of my soul, I'm thy salvation. As you said, Hezekiah wasn't left there. The Lord answered. The Lord answered him. Now as that chapter drew toward the close, what do we read? He proved that he not, and you'll prove also, Lord. O Lord, by these things men live. You'll prove it to be the life of your soul, the life of your spirit as he is enabled to testify. Raise him up to that good hope. What is that good hope? Was it not summed up in that? We read of it in the 17th verse. Behold, for peace I have great bitterness. It's bitter to your flesh. The pathway at the moment is bitter to your flesh. And it is with great, at the moment, bitterness. You'll prove in time like Hezekiah, sweet to your soul. Out of that which is bitter. Some of you proved it so, and you'll prove it also, poor trembling sinner. That which is bitter to your flesh. Yes, the flesh will ever hate the way of the Lord and what the Lord does to you, but it's the soul approves it well. The living soul. The soul will approve it well. Lord, by these things men live. You'll prove it so. I trust I approve. There are those here I believe approved it also. In those paths which the Lord hath led them. Those paths which he's caused them to walk in. It's been the very life of their spirit. So wilt thou recover me and make me to live. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness. There it was revealed to him, that love. I've loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, loving kindness I draw on thee, but that love. It did not cast him off. The Lord heard him. The Lord knew and heard the sorrow of his heart and that which burdened him so. The Lord didn't forsake him, but once spoke peace and pardon. That verse there, what a mercy it should be to one or another here. But thou hast in love to my soul, my never dying soul, that soul that are, that through the sins of that poor old wretched person, that one has committed, whether it is the outward form of it or the very thought of foolishness, and they felt it so that, thou shalt die and not live. That one in love and mercy, in that work of salvation, in the Garden of Gethsemane, upon the cross at Calvary, and through his shed blood, greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Oh, like it was with Hezekiah. A sinner. Yet the Lord broke the bread of life unto him. He's unable to testify, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. Is that what you long for, poor sinner? Have you been brought into the path? Yes. Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. He said, your latter end is very much before you, and the concern of it, the exercise and burden of your soul, it is ever before you. You've turned your face toward the wall. May the Lord speak by his Spirit into your soul that which your soul desires. You've been able to come like Hezekiah then. But thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. The time of love will come. It shall come. The time of weeping endures for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You're not without hope, poor sinner. Yes, you may feel like, there's no hope. You're not without hope. Not without hope. Hezekiah, no doubt, he felt he had not no hope. Thou shalt die and not live. Set thine house in order. But he's brought that time, he could testify. He sang that song of praise, and may the Lord, perhaps at the moment, bitterness. You're walking in bitterness, the bitterness of spirit, the bitterness of my soul. Can't praise him. Nothing comes forth, only the language of bitterness, such is the path you're walking in. That time of praise. I knew it. I trust I proved it. May you prove it also. But how to come like Hezekiah, for the grave cannot praise thee. Death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down to the pit cannot hope for thy truth. The living, he shall praise thee, as I do this day. Oh, may the Lord then. The time is nearly gone. But perhaps the word has come down, brought you to that time of trembling. Blessed be his holy name if it is so. You'll prove also, if it is that work of grace, that work of the Lord in your heart, that quickening work. If it begins that work, there shall be a fruition. There shall be brought to fruition that which is. It doesn't end in eternal death where there's no praise. I believe this side of eternity there will be a measure of praise. That's the living. The living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. Oh, may the Lord then, raise you up. The Lord knows where you are. Open your mouth wide and fill it with his praise. And then you can testify a little what the Lord hath done for your soul. The living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. Is it not then a telling out to sinners round, to telling out even into to the generation following that which the Lord hath done, but to tell out to sinners round what a dear Saviour you have found, and point to his redeeming blood, and say, behold the way to God. The living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. But all that we turn to the word again. Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. But that time of praise came. The Lord delivered him. The Lord raised him up again for that good hope through grace. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £695, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Burgess will address the Sunday School this afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. And Mr. Pack is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Dr. Matthew Hyde next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 496. Day of judgment, day of wonders, hark the trumpet's awful sound. Louder than a thousand thunders shakes the vast creation round. How the summons will the sinner's heart confound. Hymn 496.
Thank you.
how we tremble to bring such a word. But it's not without hope. Perhaps one has been brought to tremble under the word. Oh, what a mercy. But also, may that good hope be raised up in them as Hezekiah proved it. And so, Lord, do be pleased to bless that which is of thee. Seal it upon the heart by the power of the Spirit. And forgive all that thou hast heard and seen amiss. Remember us each in the interval. And come up with us, as we again in the evening hour, but help one also with the young people this afternoon. Lord, may thy blessing rest upon us. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each. Amen.